Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. We are having a special show and a special guest, Sherry Coben. It is our family movie special show, and it's been a delight talking with you so far, Sherry. One of the things we talked about when we had our coffee together in preparation for this show was your assertion, being the bashful, layback, not highly opinionated, person that you are, that if I can quote you, you basically said something to the effect that why movies about parenting sort of suck. So would you care to elaborate on why you think that's the case?
Well, this is sort of different than when we were talking about, because there's a lot of good family movies, but there are not a lot of movies that really, are very insightful about real parenting. Mm-hmm. And that's because, to be very blunt, men are in charge. And in parenting, that's not always the case.
You mean men are in charge behind
of the movie business and of writing and of directing and everything else. And in tilting most family movies toward the dad, even if he's an inept dad, which they usually are, it sort of tilts the dynamic of most families, which are either children-centered or the home at least is mom-run. Most homes, mm-hmm. not single-parent homes. That's a completely different thing. But there's, I think, in movies and television, a disproportionate number of single-parent homes depicted.
Today?
Yeah.
Especially
again,
in television, I think.
But again, I think because it allows – it's kind of like my theory on the children need a sort of open field to have an adventure. Because our limitations of seeing what a story might be, getting that parent paired up allows for a story. If you've already paired up, that's sort of boring.
Hmm. But then there are certain movies like The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Well,
which
that's
of course
a great,
became a
but
series.
That's a great film. That's the Glenn Ford film with Ron Howard. It's a fantastic film.
That was Ron Howard played the kid.
Oh, and and honestly, I can count on my two hands the really great kid actors, and he was one. And that's a fantastic performance, just masterful. And if you haven't seen the movie, see it.
It's one of those cases where a lot of people don't realize, of course, that it came from a movie because all they know is the Bixby version.
It's a great film.
And I worked with Ron Howard when he was still an actor, but he was a grown-up actor, and it was quite a pleasure. And he also appeared, of course, as the kid in what's the musical?
Music Man.
The Music Man. And where we were filming, I mean, this is truly off point, but it's such a good story. Where we were filming was up in the Washington State area in a very small community. And as it turned out, the local community was putting on their own version in the local theater of The Music Man. And so they invited our TV movie group, including Ron Howard, to come watch their show. Aww. And we all expected it to be, you know, really – lousy and very amateurish. And to our surprise, and you know this as a theater person, mm-hmm. the enthusiasm of local theater.
Oh, yeah. And that
usually overcomes.
Oh, yeah. And that particular is amateur proof because it's about amateurs, so it doesn't matter.
I was completely charmed. They had a barbershop quartet that was just fabulous. It was really quite remarkable.
Very cool.
Back to the issue of parenting movies suck. I would take issue with you, but we don't need to have a big discussion about the men being in charge thing. Because if men were being in charge, I'm not sure they would be portraying men as the incompetence that so many of these movies do.
Well, they get to be the center, though, and if it's a comedy, incompetence at least gets you the camera. You know what I mean? On television, it's not always that way. But in movies, the guy has usually got the journey, and the journey is usually from incompetence to competence, whether it's, you know, the Three Men and a Baby model where it's like, oh, a baby, what are we going to do?
Yeah, what do we do with a diaper and then peeing in their face?
Oh, diapers. Yeah. Huge problem that is. And people have complicated feelings about their own mothers, and I think that movies kind of avoid them in a certain way.
Well, there have been plenty of adult movies that deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
What was that great one with Jack Nicholson and Shirley MacLaine that I'm...
Oh, Terms of Endearment. Yeah. It's fantastic. I wouldn't exactly show it to your little kids.
No, I know, but it does...
Great movie about family. Absolutely. Terms of Endearment's great.
Well, we also talked about one of the seminal movies that I think was ushered in a new era of subject matter was Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
And Dustin Hoffman, of course, was that incompetent dad, which as a dad myself, a dad writer, I just bristle when I see those portrayals.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as regular nowadays, but in those days,
almost.
It was.
It's, to me, there's a whole genre of film. I don't have words for it. It's just that adulthood is just – they're all so lame at it and so afraid of – you know, starting with commitment and just imagining raising a child is just the idiotic details that they get flustered by are boggling. Those are not the problems that you have. And that's what I mean by parent. Like, the movies are never about what it's really about. They're about, we have to change a diaper.
Well, do you think that's because, going back to what you said originally, that the day-to-day job of parenting is not...
It's delegated. It's delegated to people who aren't working in show business, for sure.
That's true.
So there's not really a lot of hands-on. And when it probably is incompetent.
And it's certainly not very dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably a little bit boring. Absolutely. We could watch paint dry, you know, as far as taking care of a little toddler.
So it's interesting. I mean, it interests me that most really great films are from the child's point of view because everybody had a childhood, but they don't necessarily have a parenthood.
Well, we've talked about movies... parenting movies that suck. Why don't you share with us some of the family-related movies that you think didn't suck?
Oh, there's a ton of them that didn't suck.
Well, in no particular order.
In no order at all? Let's see. The not-sucking pantheon, for me, It's a Wonderful Life. Great family film. Four parents about parents. Four families about families. A Christmas.
Wait. You got to stop. You got to stop.
Okay, you got to talk
It's a Wonderful
about
Life is
it's
just
perfect.
I could spend the whole
it's
show
a
on
film,
It's a Wonderful
as
Life.
As we could.
I have to share with you, though, two stories. One is back in my movie days when I worked for ABC, I had a flight to New York for a meeting. And on the plane in first class, those days they actually flew us first class, were the following people. Richard Harris, Audrey Hepburn, one other actor of that ilk whose name I am blanking on, and Frank Capra. Well, he was still alive. Now, Frank Capra, of course, is the director of It's a Wonderful Life and so many other remarkable films. He was dressed in as poor taste as you could possibly imagine. He literally had on something like plaid pants and a striped jacket. But it was Frank Bloody Capra. I had read his book, which was the name above the title, I believe, was his autobiography, and I did get to converse with him. And It's a Wonderful Life is one of my top three favorite films of all time. Mm-hmm. I defy anyone to sit through that movie and not tear up at the end. I've seen it a dozen times, and I still tear up. And you're right; it had a family values at its core, with an intact family. I mean, Donna Reed became the quintessential mother later, but she was right there, the quintessential mother.
Yeah, and it's an adult film that you can watch with your kids and have bajillions of things to talk about. Plus, it's totally important to me: get your kids watching black and white movies earlier; they'll balk later.
Oh, God, that's so interesting because my boys refused for the longest time.
Yeah, you got to start them young. Start them on Shirley Temple or something.
Or the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Laurel and Hardy. Come on.
Anything. Just get them used to watching great things on
Laurel and Hardy, just have them watch the piano short, the vignette, and then you're not even asking for a big time commitment.
Right.
Start them with little bits and
Little
bites.
Rascals. Anything.
Oh, Little Rascals.
But get them hooked on black and white so they don't think it's lame.
That's very, very interesting. Well, as you can tell, Sherry's children were raised with an encyclopedic knowledge of movies that has probably will serve them well, very well. The other movie that we didn't talk about much when we talked about Disney is one of the current films that I think is as good as it gets, which is the last in the Toy Story series.
Absolutely best film of the year. I've never cried like that in my life. My daughter, who's
all with animated characters of toys.
Who knew? But my goodness, we went opening day. My daughter and I, who's now a senior in college, and had planned this summer to clean out her room and get rid of her toys. That didn't happen. And we sat in a row with a bunch of kind of high school-aged boys who were kind of, you know, rough and tumble toward the beginning. And about 10 minutes in, all I heard from our entire row was sniffing and sobbing.
Including the boys?
Including the boys. And all of them stayed behind at the end, kind of gathering themselves so they could go out in public because they were just wet. We were sobbing through that whole thing. And plus, not just touching, but the action sequences were gripping, and every single dropped thread and little everything was picked up and brilliantly conceived and written.
And it all looked so wonderful,
too.
It was
brilliant.
It was movie-making at its best.
Yeah,
in a
whole
genre that did not exist.
Now try and get a person who doesn't have kids to go see that movie. It's really hard. I've been trying with many people.
Hmm.
But when they do, they are very impressed.
Or for parents to go without their kids.
Or to borrow a kid and take them as a, you know.
That's a good way.
I'll volunteer, yeah.
I would actually, I'll see that again. Most of the movies my kids like, I don't tend to want to see more than once. That's another phenomenon, by the way.
Yeah.
The fact that our kids watch movies repeatedly.
Oh, yeah.
There's only a handful I would ever watch repeatedly.
No. But we knew going in we were only going to see it one time.
All right. It's time for a break. Come back to our last full segment, which is about heroes in movies. This is Bruce Salen on The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.